Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the night is warm and clear, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys similar conditions. Meanwhile, Haifa sees a calm night as well. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, the IDF reports it has eliminated the commander of Hamas's drone unit in Gaza, Eid, during an operation in central Gaza. This came just 45 minutes ago. Also, according to Israel Hayom, Prime Minister Netanyahu embarks on a lightning visit to Washington. He will address six regional fronts, with Iran at the forefront. This news came in just 22 minutes ago. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports on the meeting of Netanyahu and Trump in Washington. Their discussions will focus on the shifting dynamics in the Middle East. Separately, Ynet reveals that the CENTCOM chief has urged halting strikes in the Strait of Hormuz due to depleted targets. This report emerged 47 minutes ago. And finally, the Forward shares that Netanyahu accuses New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani of making Jews less safe following a recent stabbing incident. This news surfaced 34 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N EWS English reported just 25 minutes ago that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu criticized ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan following his removal for rallying against Israel. John Spencer, a military strategist, posted 27 minutes ago about returning for his eighth research trip since October. He noted the strong opinions from those not directly familiar with the region. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist and commentator, shared 40 minutes ago about a troubling incident in Crete. Armed men reportedly entered a hotel searching for Israelis, highlighting the dangers faced abroad. Let's go deeper. Starting with the operation in Gaza. According to Walla, the IDF targeted Eid, the commander responsible for drone attacks against Israeli civilians. This strike marks a significant blow to Hamas's aerial capabilities. Such operations continue to be pivotal in Israel's defensive strategy. Turning to international diplomacy, Israel Hayom reports Netanyahu's visit to Washington will focus heavily on countering Iran's regional influence. This visit underscores the ongoing geopolitical tensions and Israel's strategic partnerships. The outcomes could redefine regional alliances. Meanwhile, in the realm of security, Ynet highlights a significant pause in military operations in the Strait of Hormuz. Concerns over an interceptor shortage have led to this decision, potentially affecting maritime security and commercial shipping routes in the region. In response to a security incident, the Forward details Netanyahu's statements on rising anti-Semitic threats abroad, particularly following violent incidents in New York. This highlights the broader challenges faced by Jewish communities globally. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Amnon Shashua, the mind behind Mobileye, is shifting focus to AI ventures as he steps back from daily operations. This transition could herald new innovations in Israel's tech scene. Separately, Globes reveals that Cisco is investing in Zafran Security, aiming to enhance its security ecosystem. This investment emphasizes the growing importance of cybersecurity solutions. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the potential pitfalls of leasing apartments as an alternative to outright purchasing. While offering a home, it may lead to financial risks if market conditions fluctuate. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.